everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to episode number 69. Today, we'll do a 5-minute English episode. And if this is your first time listening to an episode of this type, be aware that it might be a little bit more challenging than regular episodes. The reason for that is that these are topic-specific episodes, and they're jam-packed with vocabulary, phrasal verbs, and expressions all related to one topic. It's intensive listening, it's short, and it's challenging. The idea for these is that if you listen to the episode closely and multiple times, you should learn the vocabulary needed to have a conversation with a native speaker about this topic. I like to call this fluency one topic at a time. As a premium subscriber to these episodes, in addition to the PDF transcript and podcast player to practice your pronunciation, you'll also get the definitions of challenging vocabulary and a plethora of exercises to use the new words. There are also quizzes to test your knowledge. So if you would like to apply yourself to this content more intimately, you can access bonus content at AmericanEnglishPodcast.com inside of the classroom. This week, we'll be talking about summertime. For all of us Northern Hemispherians, or for all of us north of the equator, mid-July is usually smack dab in the middle of summer. So right in the middle of summer. Being in mid-July right now, the timing seems ideal for this episode. In addition to learning new vocabulary, I hope that the next 5 minutes will allow you to reminisce on your childhood summer experiences and compare them to typical summertime experiences here. So without further ado, let's begin. As temperatures rise in mid-June and early July, it's time to break out the sunscreen. Summer is here. For many, summer brings back strong memories of childhood, nostalgia even. In the U.S., it's the time of the year when schools are out of session for 3 consecutive months. We call it summer vacation or summer break, and long days are filled with activity. On hot summer days, young kids might spend hours splashing around in their kiddie pools or running through the sprinklers to keep cool. Some parents, who can bear hearing their kids scream at the top of their lungs, may even spray them down with a garden hose. When the familiar tune of the ice cream truck is heard nearby, young kids will run at top speeds to catch it. After all, most kids have a sweet tooth, and summer wouldn't be summer without the sweetness of multicolored fruit popsicles, especially Otter Pops, and ice cream sandwiches melting down one's face. As days get longer, kids and adults alike spend more time outside. If friends live nearby, kids might hop on their bikes or Razor scooters and head on over. Others might throw on a pair of rollerblades and skate to a friend's house where fun and games await. In many kid-friendly neighborhoods in summer, fluorescent sidewalk chalk makes a debut. Little boys and girls draw their names and goofy images on driveways and on sidewalks, and usually within the art, there are always squares to play hopscotch. Together, neighborhood kids might gather to play hide-and-seek or even play tag. You might hear someone yell, "You're it," or "I gotcha," from a distance. When these games get old, often young girls might go off and jump rope, play hand clapping games, blow bubbles, or simply play pretend. Traditionally, boys or tomboys may round up others to play catch or play a round of basketball or baseball. Of course, not all kids' preferences fit into these limiting gender norms. For example, Nerf guns and super soakers, which are traditionally a birthday or Christmas gift for boys, are a summer favorite of everyone. A A super soaker is a type of water gun, and like its name, it leaves your opponent super soaked. Around 8 years old, some kids might start going to summer camp. Depending on the camp, kids around the same age will share communal living spaces, such as in log cabins or tents, and they'll spend the days going on hikes, doing arts and crafts, or learning useful survival skills, such as how to tie knots or build a fire. Many camps are located near some water source, like a lake, river, or a waterhole, and rafts and small paddle boats are free to use. At night, groups of campers perform skits and sing together around the campfire. Summer is not all about fun and games, though. For many on summer break, it's time to start raking in some extra cash. Although the average American finds their first job at around 15 and a half years old, many kids and preteens might pick up some extra chores to boost their weekly allowance. After all, some summer activities, such as going to the movies, water parks, and amusement parks, are pretty pricey. And as parents like to remind us, money doesn't grow on trees. In summertime, close-knit families may throw garden parties, barbecues, or have potlucks to celebrate the good weather and good company. Some hosts may go all out and coordinate the place settings and the tablecloth, fill vases with freshly cut flowers, and even prepare fancy hors d'oeuvres and fruity cocktails for the occasion. Sometimes, though, it's just easier to grab a picnic basket, throw some finger food inside, and head to the park for a picnic. All the better, of course, if there's fresh summer fruit, such as watermelon, cherries, strawberries, peaches, or nectarines. Adults who are able to take some time off of work may be ready for a bit of an adventure, like a road trip. Road tripping and summer go hand in hand. Whether the trip involves hitting up one of the top visited national parks in the U.S., like the Great Smoky Mountains, the Grand Canyon, Rocky Mountain National Park, or Yosemite and Yellowstone, visitors are in for a treat. Hiking trails, camping spots, and stunning scenery await. For a classy getaway, affluent Americans or wealthy Americans might end up at their getaway homes in the Hamptons, which is on the tip of Long Island in New York, or at Martha's Vineyard, which is an island off the coast of Massachusetts. Cape Cod is also a popular summer vacation destination. Just 1 hour north of Boston, 30 miles of beach make it an ideal spot to sunbathe while enjoying the peaceful sound of the waves. Temperatures in the U.S. can get hot in summertime. According to CurrentResults.com, the hottest U.S. states are Florida, Louisiana, and Texas, all of which have average summer temperatures over 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Not everyone can bear the blazing heat, though, especially as temperatures rise or climb into the hundreds. Beads of sweat might start dripping down your face. You might see steam rising from the smoldering pavement, and your feet will blister if you walk on it barefoot. If exposed to direct sunlight, you'll need to cake on sunscreen, wear a hat, or do both, especially if you don't want a sunburn. Sometimes, though, you might end up as red as a lobster, and you might peel, which later on in life can end up in skin damage in the form of skin spots, melanoma, or just a lot of freckles. When a heat wave hits and temperatures spike, we might say that it's going to be a scorcher. You'll sweat like a pig. If there's humidity, it might make matters worse. Your hair might start to frizz, and if you wear makeup, it'll start running. That's when you know it's time to take refuge from the heat in the shade of a tree, under a fan, or in an air-conditioned room. You might also want to quench your thirst with ice-cold lemonade, sweet tea, or a combination of the two, which is an American favorite called Arnold Palmer. Wherever you live, summer should be a time of rest and relaxation. So find yourself a hammock to sit on as the sun goes down, grab yourself a good book, and enjoy the long days as they last. That's it for this episode. As you could probably tell, I tried to focus on the simple pleasures that evoke a strong sense of nostalgia for most Americans. Of course, activities are greatly influenced by where one lives. For example, just north of me, there are a lot of lakes where families spend their summers water skiing, jet skiing, or just sunbathing on the beach. Of course, many kids also stay inside and play video games for hours on end, binge watch shows on Netflix, and avoid the warm weather altogether. To each his own, there is definitely a lot of vocabulary in the nostalgic aspects of this conversation. So hope you enjoyed. And once again, the bonus content for this episode can be found at AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. I hope you're having a nice week. And until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.